Jay. Wait.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
Yeah, nice wedding.
Wow.
I don't know. That's
the wine talking.
No, it's not. I'm all done with that Cabernet Sauvignon. Uh-huh.
You don't like Henry Hager?
I liked it. Who's Henry Hager?
That's Mr. Bush. That's the guy that she married.
I don't know. I just wish we had more information on that wedding. It would have been fun.
I saw the appetizer.
It would have been fun to make fun. You mean the crab meat?
Crab meat on guacamole on tomatoes.
Yeah.
In a stack.
That's our president. When the F is the election. I swear to God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can give us a call anytime at 877-365-3636. Where's Katie? Is she floating around here
anymore? She's in the air studio, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's in the air studio. Where?
The other air studio.
Oh, the other air studio. Yeah. I want to get a chance to talk to Katie.
Yes,
Katie,
we do.
Katie informed me earlier in the broadcast that she is on narcotics of some kind.
Well, good for
prescription,
her.
Prescription narcotics. So I just wanted to tell her, if she was in here, that I look forward to maybe tomorrow talking to her and her ovaries.
Talking to them?
I don't know. Talking about
them. About them, I would think.
Very special interview.
Also, also
we'll
tomorrow.
Broadcast it in stereo.
I love it when you guys get quiet. also tomorrow, I will go into detail on what was done to me last night. I don't have time on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice to say that along with this little voice thing, mm-hmm. I have a little tummy tenderness. And down there, things were not feeling all that good. And just on a whim, mm-hmm. Carl and I decided to try something. We had them in the house.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to do something.
I figured it out.
Yeah. We did. Well, go ahead and I will say it so people will listen tomorrow.
Boats, when there's a bunch of them together, they travel in a fleet.
Fleet.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay, I just got an IM from Katie.
You did.
It says, sounds good to me. Tomorrow will be fine to discuss her ozone.
Okay. All I know is that, she is on some kind of medication and she was being extra turbo goofy. We're going to open up the audio vault here in just a second. We're not going to listen to the Jerry tapes today. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
How are you? Turn your radio down, please.
It's off.
Okay.
Just want to call, and I haven't had my chance to say thanks for carrying on, and what a great job you guys are doing. Carried me through a lot, and just got a fan for life, man. Keep going.
Wow. Thank you very much. That's and as I tell everybody in that circumstances, don't thank me. Please thank my ex-wife's lawyer.
They love you, Mike.
That's the way it works. So let's uncrank the audio vault, and we got a good one now. It seems to be they're coming in batches right now, people raving out.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sue Simmons. That sounds familiar to me, Rob.
Her name? Channel 4.
Channel 4, that's right.
New York City.
Right. Sue Simmons, New York City, a very famous anchor lady.
She's been there a long time.
Has a bit of a rave out, including the F-bomb, and this is on the heels of the old rave out from Bill O'Reilly, which we have a variation on today. But let's listen to Sue Simmons raving out about, I think, doing a promo or a co-worker.
It was a promo. It's set up in the tape.
It's very short, good.
That's the wrong CD.
The longtime lead female anchor at WMBC shocked viewers last night when she dropped the F-bomb during a promo for the 11 o'clock news. Sue Simmons was teasing a story about the high cost of groceries when the wrong videotape rolled.
Uh-oh.
At 11, pay more at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. Are you doing?
The screen then went black. During the 11 o'clock news last night, Simmons apologized for cursing.
Can you take it back to like her?
Had no comment.
Just take it back to just her part.
You bet.
That is.
What the F are you doing?
It's like, what the F are you doing?
You doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, not quite enough. I'll get it again.
I can do without like the anchor. Yeah, the long time anchor.
Less will tell you how to get the most. What are you doing?
The screen then went black.
How old is she? She's up there, right?
I think she's been doing it a long time. I think she's in Doreen Town.
Been there a long time.
And now, it seems to go in threes. We've got the CBS Early Show S-bomb. Somebody drops the S-bomb
this
on the
is
CBS
good,
Early Show.
I think it's with Harry Smith, and they go to a...
Harry doesn't do it, does he?
No, it's the guy.
No, Harry's too much of a pro. That's like Charles Gibson doing it.
Harry doesn't know that word.
All right.
Bill, this is Harry Smith in New York. Can you hear me? Tell you what, we're going to try and come back to that in a second. Let me try one more time. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes,
All right, we're going to go to news. All right.
So the guy says it right. He can't hear anything, and
right,
he goes, oh, ass.
He's on TV, right. He is so
is it a reporter or some guy they were going to?
I think
to?
It's an expert.
Okay, very
that
good.
Going to.
Cut number three is Hugh Laurie. Says Ooh. Here that Hugh Laurie is a swallower. This is Greg House, one of our favorite shows.
I love this because he's using his real voice, and also I think stars sort of let their guard down when they go on the Ellen show for some reason.
Yes, people might not realize that Hugh Laurie, Greg House, is British in real life.
Which means he's the enemy, Mike, so keep an eye on this.
That's right.
You take so many pills on the show all the time. What are you really taking? Because you're swallowing something constantly.
I don't know. To begin with, I honestly don't know.
Wow.
I think it's something to stop me from complaining. That's my theory. They told me to begin with it was some sort of lactose or lactate. Anyway, whatever the word is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lacoste shirts?
That's right.
No.
Sugar pills.
And then one of the prop men one day actually said, oh, my God, you're not actually swallowing those, are you? And that was a little bit of a... Well, yes, I have. I swallowed about 400 in the last 3 months. What the hell was it? Nothing. No, they're fine. Probably fine. Have you noticed any rashes or... No. But I seem to be all right.
You seem to be all right, but yeah. You are swallowing a lot of things, I noticed. And I was just curious what they're giving you.
I am a swallower.
Yeah.
Let it go, Ellen.
She got
Let
all
it go.
Excited.
You know, I'm watching the old Johnny Carson show, and
got that box set.
When a host knows how to, take care of the moment, and it's that classic scene where the guy throws the axe at the guy's crotch.
Yes.
And the first thing the guy does is he's embarrassed out of his mind.
Oh, horribly. Yes.
And he lunges towards it to grab the axe and pull it away. Uh-huh. And Johnny practically wrestles the guy away.
Don't do it.
Just to milk. So to speak,
sure.
The moment for that.
Also, the grabbing of the axe wouldn't have been a very good image either.
It would not have been, true. But I mean, if they hadn't left the axe there, I mean, he was the master of just letting the moment exist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, he would let those comedy moments and stare into the camera. I love that. Okay, Rob, do you want to play this now or do you want to wait till tomorrow? I guess we might as well not let it age at all. I'm watching the Today Show today, 10-year anniversary of Frank Sinatra. Hope we can end with little Frank tonight.
It's actually the anniversary is tomorrow. I have Frank planned for
tomorrow. Oh, really? I thought, why'd they have him on today?
Because it's easier booking, I'm sure.
Booking problem.
Are you positive?
They said it. Tomorrow marks the anniversary.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay.
I'll double check, but I've got the Sinatra if you want to do it.
No, no problem. So they're interviewing Frank Jr. and Nancy
And does
Sinatra.
He not look like a pile of pasta?
And they're talking about the anniversary of Frank passing away, and it's this tribute. And all this new stuff is coming out that obviously is going to make the family money.
Oh, a mint.
And they're paying tribute to the father.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy Sinatra is very cooperative with Meredith Vieira during this interview. And Frank Sinatra Jr. is sitting there as though he is in some kind of coma. He does not want to be there. You know what I thought when I looked at that?
What's that?
Early Alzheimer's.
I didn't know if it was Alzheimer's.
It almost felt like that. He had that... out of it, like he doesn't even know where he is.
Do you remember when he was on The Sopranos and he looked bad then?
He didn't look
good then. He looks bad now. Frank got heavy towards the end.
Yes.
But he never got this heavy, and he really does just look like a pile of lasagna.
It's no secret that during the later years of Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. when Frank Jr. was his orchestra leader, that he was unbelievably abusive to Frank Jr.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yelled at him all the time.
I almost got the impression that Frank didn't want to be there, didn't want to say anything nice about his dad.
Yeah.
But we have a little taste of this. We'll get more of it for tomorrow's show because you really have to hear Frank Jr. and the way he responds. He's not responsive.
And I love Nancy throwing her brother under the bus.
Yeah,
give us a listen.
Easier. It's early.
As a dad, because that's who he was to you. He wasn't just a performer. Obviously, he was your dad. How would you describe him as a dad, Frank?
Oh, you don't have enough time this morning for that. And that's kind of a loaded question.
Well, let me put it this way.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank is not awake yet. If you wanted the truth, you asked him a question. If you didn't want to hear the truth, you didn't ask.
I think
the
all
difficult
the kids,
Sinatra kids, ladies and gentlemen.
I think all the Sinatra kids were probably real eager to give Dad a little distance.
What
at
kind
all
of dad was he? That's really a loaded question. No, it's not Frank Jr. I'm sorry.
He was a bad dad.
He was abusive to me.
I remember he came after me with the fireplace poker.
He threw his drinks at me.
Bad dad.
Son of a bitch.
No.
Anyway, let's move out. We got more of that because there were two questions before that, Rob,
we'll
where he
tomorrow.
Literally did not answer anybody.
It's at home in my T-bone.
Now, Now, we all heard Bill O'Reilly. Excuse me. We all heard. Love late in the show.
Do we want to refresh their memory what the rave out sounded like?
Bill O'Reilly, this is an old Inside Edition rave out where he went out of his mind. Let's listen to that first.
And joining us now to talk about this, Bill O'Reilly. Bill, welcome to Star Crazy.
I don't know what that is.
Wait, that's the wrong one.
That is the wrong one.
This is the original.
I'm sorry, you know what? I have it mislabeled. Let's. Can I have a moment, please?
Rob is going to be
regrouping
on the tapes.
We have a lot of tapes here.
We have a lot of tapes, and, you know, when one has been drinking a little Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's right. Nothing to do with
I'm
it.
I'm just glad that I drank the last half of that. That's the only
Rob's.
Thing I care about.
Yes.
If you were listening to yesterday's show, what we're talking about is Bill O'Reilly when he was on Inside Edition. That was the fabulous program that he used to be on. This is old tape that we have of Bill O'Reilly. He had a complete and total meltdown to the point where he was screaming at the producers and he was going nuts. We've got a copy of that, and then someone also did a remix of Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, please forgive the delay. I have it now. I dragged.
This is the original we're going to listen to right now.
This is the original here.
All right, let's listen to this one.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
Little baby Billy.
Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
He doesn't know what that means.
I know, it's tricky. Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
To play you out.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means. To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Duh.
All right, go.
In five,
Tool.
Four, three.
That's tomorrow, and that is a.
Again.
Incompetent
five,
Tool.
Four, three.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it.
Clearly.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live.
Wow.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F-ing thing sucks.
In five, four, three.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
I can in no way relate to an Irishman having a temper like that.
Don't
you agree, Beth Ann? At least when I do it live on the air.
Now, that tape.
I really rarely do it. I did that one. Did I knock the chair over when I was off the air?
That was off the air.
I got mad and I knocked over a chair.
Several
last
children
week.
Were injured.
Yeah, it was very, very scary.
That tape broke wide on YouTube yesterday. And it's amazing how fast these people can turn this stuff around. This is on one of these crazy websites that the kids love.
Look who's come in, Rob, to join us for a moment.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hello, Beth Ann.
I think the funniest part of the whole thing is how calm the producer has to be.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Why do you think that's funny?
Because you can't feed that. You just got to be as cool as a cucumber.
So this remix is actually
almost like a dance thing. The only thing I have to say in an introduction is... You're going to hear a sort of a recurring cymbal hit.
Right.
And every time you hear that cymbal hit, you have to insert mentally the F word.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Obviously
right.
We can't air
I can do that.
Okay.
Very cool.
And so here we are.
Beth Ann, enjoy this.
Four, three. There's no words on it.
Tomorrow.
We'll do it live.
Because I've never seen that.
And things suck. There's no words there. There's no words
that's
on
tomorrow.
It.
Tomorrow.
We'll do it live.
Because I've never seen that.
And things suck. There's no words there.
It mellows him.
Yeah.
It mellows him.
I love it. I could dance to it all night.
No Miley Cyrus.
It's not as violent as it is when he's like standing alone.
It's not the real him.
Play the other one more time.
Yeah. Just for the anger.
I really like to hear the original.
The original?
Your teeth are red.
Are they? Oh, from the wine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what happens when people drink red wine.
And, you know, under certain lighting, your teeth will glow.
No, yours are fine.
Oh, good.
Mine would be red if someone didn't take my wine.
That's right.
Do you have a napkin over there?
That is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
Yeah, we're going to do Sting.
Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Yes, there are words on it.
Yep.
Honey?
You okay? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out?
Like when he really screams.
Sting is going to do
this. Is like 10 o'clock in the morning every morning when I'm talking to Beth Ann.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean?
I say that a lot to her.
McBride.
I don't know
to
what that
end
means.
The show?
Yeah.
Listen to the poor soul.
All right, go.
And 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a.
Five.
I love his exhale.
3.
He's a baby.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a.
Get
mad. Can't do it.
Get mad.
Can't do it.
We'll do it live.
Get mad, you hump. Get mad.
No. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Voice of reason.
F***ing thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
And now he's under control. Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
I invite everyone to look at this on YouTube because when it's done, they go to one of those overhead wide shots.
Right.
And he whips his coat off and throws it down. It's awesome.
He's such a hump.
What a great guy.
But what a perfect gig for the guy now. I mean, to take all that anger. You know, it's really anybody that performs in this arena. It's great for people with a violent temper that might be like a little frustrated after a week and a half of not having a voice. When you get a little angry. Hey, you know what your what does it mean thing was? Your what does it mean McVridian moment was today? This card. Sarah Fisher, the little IndyCar series.
Yeah, we all stared at it.
Took us a while.
Beth Ann's eyes are also number ones and L's.
That's right.
So it's impossible.
And slashes.
And slashes.
And dashes.
We welcome Sarah Fisher, the little IndyCar.
IRL.
Yeah, I knew it.
Thank
later.
Thank you so much for driving for the tomp.
The boys helped me with that before. All right, we got to take a break, but we got a couple more on the audio vault here, Rob. What's good here? Let's see. We've got O'Reilly.
Do you want to hear a really dandy guy explaining what's up with David Archuleta?
Yeah, let's hear that.
I just enjoyed this guy's voice.
It's about David Archuleta.
I like this
gentleman's
voice.
I can't believe that the producers have put up with his father as long as they have.
It's amazing.
I would have smothered him.
He does need adult supervision and a guardian around him, so they were in kind of a pickle. But now that it's down to the final three and the other two contestants don't have that kind of help that he does, they're saying that it's an unfair advantage that David has to have the father around.
Okay, all right.
He's in a pickle, Mike.
Well, you know, first of all, as I said yesterday, I think on the show, get me the dad on camera. Mm-hmm. We don't have any. This is
all
do not be swayed by this. This is hype for the show.
The
They've
only
got
thing
bad
that they
ratings
had is one written interview in Us Magazine, and that was 2 weeks ago.
What is the another Archuleta explanation?
That's
the 16-second. That's that one. The, okay.
Do you want to hear his vocal coach?
Yeah, let me hear that.
Okay, this is another.
The 31-second one.
Okay.
Archuleta's vocal coach, Dean Kalin.
I started working with David about 6 years ago, and I know he and his family really, really well.
He's
and
a pro.
I've never really seen him be anything except a concerned, caring parent. I've never seen him raise his voice to David or berate him. So a lot of these rumors have been flying around for the last several weeks just seem totally ludicrous to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not this out-of-control dad that everybody imagines. He's really a great guy, and I've never had any problems with him, and I've really enjoyed our association and working with David
as
well.
Shut up. Thank you
very much.
You
say it's a lot of hype, but he was kicked off of Star Search last time, too. Mm-hmm.
But we have not heard the father respond. That's the thing that's driving me crazy. You're hearing one person say, you know, it's somewhere in the middle. Another person saying this is really not true, that he's not that much of a stage father. And then somebody else saying the guy's absolutely from hell. He's Satan, that he deprives the kid of water. Mm-hmm. But you're not hearing from the father. And that's when I smell a rat on this thing, because I think it's fishy. I think it's hinky, Rob. I don't believe it. I think it's a lie.
All I know is you can overhydrate a child.
You don't want to do
don't
that.
Don't you think Fox isn't letting him talk?
I don't know.
And I would think that would be it, as a matter of fact.
You think they'd have that kind of restriction on the dad?
Corporations rule.
But he did the Us Magazine interview.
Really?
And with them standing right off beside them and looking at the questions before he was asked them.
Perchance.
The O'Reilly tape, by the way, the Bill O'Reilly tape, no longer available on YouTube. It's been pulled for copyright reasons.
Yes, of course it has.
The owners of the copyright, what Inside Edition, have pulled it.
But I got news for you, Bill. It's already out there and everybody can see it. Okay, Mr. Angry Bill O'Reilly.
We have it.
Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, who knows everything. Here's the deal. And you know what he'll say about it? I knew it was going to be released. I knew that's the day it was going to come out. I knew exactly what was going to happen. As a matter of fact, when I raved out about that person, what I did was, it was all premeditated. irritated. I was trying to motivate my crew. That's exactly what I was trying to do, because I'm Bill O'Reilly and everything's going on in the whole world. I'm raised Catholic. I live on Long Island. Everything's right. I'm perfect. Everybody,
are you tall?
I'm very tall. Yeah, I kick your ass.
Is any publicity bad publicity?
No publicity is bad publicity, Rob. That's the way it works. I'm very good. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I know everything about everything.
Who are you looking out for?
I'm looking out for you, because, you know, I'm here. I'm a culture warrior. Yes. I'm like the gladiator, okay? Exactly. What I should do is I should wear a loincloth, and I should go out there with a spear. I should take a spear, and I should attack the guys like Ludacris, because I'm Bill O'Reilly. I'll do it live!
You are so terrific. Mm-hmm. I wish I could buy some Bill O'Reilly merchandise.
Well, you know, you got a Bill O'Reilly doormat and a coffee mug. We got that for you right now. You go there and get Who's Looking Out For You t-shirts. All the good stuff that we got. We got Beth Ann McBride. We got the Who's Looking Out For You breast implants that are going to be here for you also.
Thanks.
Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to all of that.
Thanks
very,
for having
very
me
excited.
In the zone.
Listen, Bill O'Reilly right now, I'm very, very excited. You want to know why?
Why?
Going to give something away. We got Bill O'Reilly right here. Got tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center for the first time this year. Wow. The first time this year.
You almost sounded like David Archuleta.
Isn't that amazing? July 28th. I can't do anything right now. Featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton. Not Horton, here's a who. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton.
And Hulk Hogan.
And and more. Get your tickets at Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. Caller number 100 right now.
You did it live.
You are the big winner. You will get the tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw. So call us now, 877-365-3636. We will be back with the final news of the afternoon with Buzz Burbank right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.